W245CT Hayward, and always streaming on the Civic Media app.
ABC News, I'm Chuck Sievertson. Now, X'd off a high-powered Christmas wish list, a bill on border security that also gives military aid to Ukraine and Israel. Senate negotiators say it's a tough, complicated process and won't be ready by New Year's. Senate Majority Leader Schumer.
It's not going to be easy, as I said, but we have to do it. We must succeed. Democrats, myself, remain totally committed to working with our Republican counterparts to reach an agreement.
The first legal challenge is filed to the new Texas law making illegally crossing from Mexico into Texas a state crime, giving police and judges authority to enforce it. The ACLU and a Texas civil rights group are suing. 40 trucks carrying not aid but commercial food and other items crossed into the Gaza Strip today, says a Palestinian border crossing spokesman. 60 protesters arrested for demonstrating inside the U.S. Capitol building today, demanding a ceasefire. This is ABC News.
Don't change the station, but do watch out for deer, would ya? You know, they're running around all willy-nilly. It is the Krebscast with me, Charlie Behrens, on Civic Media and the Civic Media app.
Civic Media News, I'm Terry Bell. Here's what Wisconsin needs to know. President Biden is in Wisconsin tomorrow. He'll talk about his track record boosting the nation's economy in Milwaukee tomorrow morning. Meanwhile, Vice President Kamala Harris plans to be in Wisconsin next month on the anniversary of the Roe v. Wade decision. No details on that visit yet. A shared revenue reboot, the Brewers' stadium bill, and revamped alcohol regulations topped the list of bipartisan achievements for the Wisconsin legislature this year. Former Senate Democratic Minority Leader Melissa Agard.
It is hard being members of the minority party, but at the same time, we've been able to be really relevant and involved in conversations that have bettered the people of Wisconsin.
Agard speaking with the Wisconsin Eye Public Affairs Network. I'm Terry Bell, Civic Media News. Now here's what you need to know closer to home.
For WBZH News, I'm James Kelly. The Minnesota Pardon Board has decided against an early release for a Duluth man convicted of murdering three people in 1994. The board, made up of Minnesota Governor Tim Walz, Attorney General Keith Ellison, and Supreme Court Justice Natalie Hudson, denied the request from Todd Michael Warren, who argued that he wasn't the same impulsive boy he was 30 years ago. The decision to deny him a pardon was unanimous, meaning he won't be able to apply for early release for another 5 years. The Duluth City Council has approved a budget of over $100 million for 2024, including a small increase in property taxes. The council unanimously voted to increase property taxes by 3.1% at their final meeting of the year on Monday. Outgoing Mayor Emily Larson proposed a 2% property tax increase back in August, but after a more thorough review of the budget, the city council decided to raise the increase by another 1.1%. The final budget is roughly $108 million.
And that's what you need to know. I'm James Kelly, WBZH News.
Folks, I tell you this much, the Krebscast is just the butter on my cheese.
Mike and Pat, the hosts of the Crash Dummies podcast.
I was born in Nigeria, actually.
Yeah.
So, yeah, I was in Nigerian boarding school for like 3 years. It's like a prison sentence. We were trying to prison break our way out of there because they took our passports. So I was trying to like have people send me money so I can find a new passport.
Wait. You were in Nigeria trying to have people send you money.
Yeah, trying to escape.
Sounds familiar, doesn't it?
Krebscast every Saturday and Sunday at noon across Civic Media and on the Civic Media app.
Basketball tonight at Fiserv Forum. Hi, I'm Mike Clemens with sports. The Milwaukee Bucks host the San Antonio Spurs tonight, and then they host the Orlando Magic on Thursday. Milwaukee with a 4-game winning streak. College basketball, the Marquette Golden Eagles up a couple of spots now, ranked 6th in the nation. They're on the road tonight against Providence. The Wisconsin Badgers move down to 24th. They host Chicago State Friday night at the Kohl Center. NFL, after missing the past month with a sprained knee, Packers running back Aaron Jones was off to a good start Sunday until the Buccaneers' defense started putting 10 men on the line to stop him. I spoke to Jones at his locker.
The adjustments they made, they brought everybody down in the box, and you're seeing 10, 11 people in the box, and it's, you know, it's hard to get a gap or get some movement then, but we still got to find a way. Execution details, they're probably going to be slanting some fronts, blitzing some DBs off the edge, and we got to pick that up. We got to be ready for it in run and pass game.
That's Packers running back Aaron Jones. With sports, I'm Mike Clemens.
You can always continue the conversation on social media. Share your thoughts when you find and follow Civic Media on Facebook, X, and Instagram.
I'm meteorologist Brittany Merlot.
Another bright day ahead with mostly sunny skies and high temperatures flirting with 30 degrees. Winds are still whipping. However, today it's out of the south. Gusts at 25 miles per hour are creating crisp wind chills early, but because of those winds, we'll see warmer temperatures the rest of the week. Right now, it's 30.
I was proud to be a soldier.
I told the truth and got kicked out.
And so I thought to myself, I'm taking this rule down.
If you're an LGBTQ plus veteran, your memories are important too. Share your story with the Library of Congress Veterans History Project, where firsthand accounts from U.S. military veterans are preserved and made accessible for researchers and future generations. Visit loc.gov/vets to submit your stories, photographs, and documents today.
Your news, conversations, and a whole lot of fun. It's all on your local Civic Media radio station or the Civic Media app. Rice Lake's choice for news, talk, and sports. The Buzz of the North, 910 AM WBZH. Warning, you're about to listen to the greatest radio show ever. And due to contractual obligations and to shield our airwaves and corporate licensees from any semblance of liability, responsibility, and gullibility, we must tell you the views represented on this show are not necessarily those of this station or its management. This radio show contains differing points of view on current political topics, and due to the nature of its contents, it should be heard by everyone. Thank you for listening. Now live from the Civic Media Studios in Madison, Wisconsin, where the political party is just beginning, welcome to the Devil's Advocates Radio Show. Friends proving it's never personal, only politics.
Please allow me to introduce myself.
And now, here's your hosts, Dom and Kroot.
Welcome to the Devil's Advocates Radio Show. Dom, it's a Biden Eve Tuesday edition. Welcome to it, my friend.
Yeah, Crudy, good to be with you in the Madison studios. Aaron working the board. Hope Nate feels better real soon. Thank you, Aaron. Our fair audience, happy, happy Tuesday to us all. Biden rolling to Wisconsin tomorrow, huh?
Tomorrow morning. Kind of getting here early, by understanding.
Oh, do we have times and places?
Yes.
And all? Oh, it's been established now.
Okay. Yes, but I don't have that information
right, we'll dig it up. We'll dig it up.
Biden to arrive at the airport, I think, wheels down in Mitchell about 10:30. I think that was the plan. If you want to meet him on the tarmac, I'm not as excited about that. Yeah, aspect.
Okay.
We're a late afternoon drive time product, Dom. So Biden coming to Milwaukee, but you're here in Madison. You're in, I like to call this the Solidarity Realty Mad Radio 92.7 FM studios, Dom. And you are here because there's work to do here, and there's work to be done. And I got Cheese Bro on my mind.
More, we can't get away from this guy, man.
The Cheese Bro. You know, here is what I would say. Did you ever see the movie The Departed? DiCaprio was in that movie.
Yeah. Everybody dies, man. Yes.
Everybody. Literally, everybody
Martin
dies.
Martin Scorsese. Everybody dies.
Yes. Everybody dies.
If you haven't seen it, go see it. It's a good movie, but everybody dies.
But he's the rat. He's the rat.
Who's the rat?
Cheese Bro's the rat. How do we know he's the rat? There's new reporting at the Hill that basically says Cheese Bro's been ratting all around the country, Dom. Trump co-defendant. Cheese Bro testified in Nevada to avoid charges. How do we know? Court records. I think they could have sealed those a little bit longer. Dateline The Hill. Kenneth Cheese Bro, the lawyer who helped craft former President Trump's fake elector plot in 2020, testified before a secret grand jury in Nevada last month in order to avoid charges, according to newly released transcript of the testimony. The court filing, which was released Sunday, shows prosecutors had requested Cheese Bro's name be removed from the indictment in exchange for his full cooperation. That's the ratting part. Full cooperation with the Nevada criminal investigation into this scheme to keep Trump in power.
That was just a backup plan. It wasn't a scheme.
By submitting a false slate of electors. And Cheese Bro's testimony took place about a week before six of the so-called fake electors were charged in Nevada with offering a false instrument for filing and uttering a forged document. instrument, my bad. They all pled not guilty Monday. Oh, except Cheesebro. He's apparently been exempted from prosecution, Tom. The testimony also came on the heels of a separate plea agreement that Cheesebro struck in Georgia. He's a rat twice over, Tom, where he was among the 19 defendants, including Trump, charged in a wide-reaching racketeer-influenced Corrupt Organizations Act indictment related to their efforts to overturn the results of the 2020 election. In Georgia, Cheesebro pled guilty to one count of conspiracy to commit filing false documents, and six other counts were dropped on. That's a sweet deal.
Almost too sweet. According to the transcript in Nevada, Cheesebro detailed his central role in the fake elector plot, particularly as it relates to Nevada. He explained to the jury the theory behind the scheme as he outlined it in a memo to Republicans in targeted states. Cheesebro explained that the memo was meant to encourage Trump electors in states with pending election-related litigation to submit the electoral votes for Trump, regardless of whether Trump actually won the state, with the hopes court would ultimately rule in Trump's favor. Cheesebro said he stressed to them that they have to send in their electoral votes to Washington on December 14th if there's any hope that those would be counted on January 6th when Congress convenes and counted in favor of Trump. And what I explained, Cheesebro said, in the memo detail is that even if the Trump campaign hasn't won the state on December 14th, it's imperative that the votes be sent in, because if the votes aren't sent in and the Trump campaign won a week or two later and everybody agreed that Trump had won Wisconsin, Congress cannot constitutionally count the votes in favor of Trump on January 6th if that paperwork had not been sent in on time. Wisconsin again. And we talked about this yesterday with Andrew Hitt. Cheesebro testified that he noted his specific concern about Nevada's election law and regulation. Quote, Nevada is an extremely problematic state because it requires the meeting of the electors to be overseen by the Secretary of State, who is only supposed to permit electoral votes for the winner of the popular vote in Nevada, Cheesebro wrote in the memo, which he read aloud in court. Earlier reports previously confirmed Cheesebro had met with counsel in Nevada late last month. The Washington Post reported that Nevada officials have offered Cheesebro a proffer agreement where they agreed not to charge him in exchange for his truthful testimony. Truthful testimony. Now, Crudy, you know, we talked about this yesterday. Andrew Hitt, former GOP chair here in the state of Wisconsin, it was interviewed by Upfront over the weekend, and Andrew Hitt spoke about the extreme pressure they were under. So much pressure. We got to get this done. If we don't do this and Trump wins, then it's our fault. The pressure, man. It's a pressure campaign. Does that get him out of jail, man?
Well, I also pointed out Andrew Hitt, to my humble opinion, is just trying to cover his ass.
Well, yeah.
And he must think he's out of the woods. Or why would he be doing this publicly on the WISN TV? Now, if I were criminally complicit in, let's say, a false elector scheme, and I was also an attorney at Michael Best Strategies, sort of a political guru sort, well, I would be
claiming to be a political guru sort, billing hours would indicate that you'd be a very smart political guru sort.
At least a rainmaker sort.
But what, you were tricked by Rudy? They were tricked. That was his. Oh, we were tricked. We didn't know there was so much pressure. We had no idea what we were doing.
And the aforementioned Cheesebro. Cheesebro was in the room.
In Wisconsin.
And Andrew hit a very unbelievable set of answers on the WISN. Claims that, oh, I didn't know who the Cheesebro guy was. He just came in and videotaped us. You know, and the armed security didn't react at all. They just let him in.
And there's nothing that they thought they could have done about it. But of course, if you and I would have showed up recording their meeting, they probably would have promptly thrown our asses out, don't you think?
If that we were ticketed for being in the locked Wisconsin Capitol building during a pandemic, during a closed building moment,
like right around the same time they were there.
I'm pretty sure they would have ousted our asses, Tom. So Cheesebro, he's clearly planning on living offshore.
Back to Puerto Rico, man.
This guy is not going to be welcome around the GOP water coolers in the greater D.C. or really anywhere at this point.
He made his Bitcoin money, man. He's, you know, traded up the wife. He's good to go. He doesn't care at this point. Now he's concerned about keeping his ass out of jail. Which, I mean, good for you, I guess, now. But really, why would you do this in the first place? Try to overturn democracy? Because why? Because, you know, I mean, Andrew Hitt and the Republicans, they signed.
He thought he saw a loophole in the Constitution.
Come on.
Legal theories. They're just throwing them against the wall.
Yes.
And seeing what sticks.
Let's see what happens. What's the worst that could happen? Well, now he's traveling around, covering his ass, testifying. I wonder if he will ever come to the great state of Wisconsin and testify before perhaps an investigation led by perhaps, I don't know, Attorney General Josh Call into our elector scheme.
Another of the former Trump acquaintances, lawyers, Dom, that you might now call a rat, Jenna Ellis. Remember her?
Yes.
She sat next to the farting, flatulent Rudy. And
she was very cryy and remorseful,
yes,
apparently.
Yes, yes, very cryy and remorseful. Well, here's the saddest part. Like fellow co-defendant Kenneth Cheesebro and Sidney Powell, attorney Jenna Ellis is avoiding state prison by agreeing to a plea deal in the Fulton County, Georgia, District Attorney Fannie Willis's RICO election interference case against former President Donald Trump. Got to keep them all straight. You know, they've got categories down.
There are quite a few.
But for these lawyers, there may be non-criminal repercussions in admitting that they lied when they promoted Trump's false claim the 2020 presidential election was stolen from him. Now, we've been talking about this Andrew Hitt character, this supposed legal eagle guy over at Michael Best Strategies. Would he fall under this same category, Dom, as a false elector who's now admitted that through a civil process? I'm wondering, could that be used as evidence against him in his disbarment action? And by the way, we did ask Andrew Hitt to join us here on the big program. It's going to be a while, like February, they're looking at currently, Dom.
Yeah, okay, man.
More from this article. I found this at the Raw Story, one of my favorite sources. Powell, for example, has been battling a defamation lawsuit from the Dominion Voting Systems. And Ellis, according to law and crime reporter Marissa Sernoff, is a candidate for possible disbarment. Oh, that's a shame. In a December 15th letter sent to the Colorado Supreme Court, members of the State's United Democracy Center and lawyers defending American democracy argued that Ellis should be barred from practicing law. Him, her, him, I mean Cheesebro, her, I mean Jenna Ellis. Got to throw Rudy in that category. There's Sidney Powell. There's Jeffrey Clark. Jim Troupas, I'd like to see him thrown in one of these categories, Dom. They all should be disbarred.
At a minimum, Crudy, at a minimum. Ellis's critics wrote, "We, together with the additional signatories below, urge the Office of the Attorney Regulation Council to promptly commence a formal disciplinary proceeding against Jenna Ellis, seeking her disbarment in light of a recent guilty plea to a felony in Georgia and to initiate an interim suspension proceeding under Colorado law. The crime to which she pled guilty, one involving false statements in the context of her representation of former President Trump, unquestionably reflects adversely on her fitness to practice law." The letter notes that Ellis was previously censured in connection with her claims on Twitter, now X, and in the media, that the 2020 presidential election was stolen and Joe Biden was not legitimate. In March, she formally acknowledged that she made public misrepresentations in November and December of 2020 in her capacity as counsel for the then president's reelection campaign, while also advising her status as lawyer, according to a rule of Colorado at the time. Yes, I mean, at a minimum, it should absolutely be disbarred.
But they were all under pressure, Dom. So much pressure.
So much pressure.
Come back.
What to do? I mean, when you lose an election, what do you do?
There's no pressure unless you say no.
You're listening to The Buzz of the North, 910 AM WBZH.
If I could be you.
And you could be me.
For just 1 hour.
If you could find a way.
To get inside.
Each other's mind.
Walk a mile in my shoes.
Walk a mile in my shoes.
Walk a mile in my shoes.
We've all felt left out. And for some, that feeling lasts more than a moment. We can change that. Learn how at belongingbeginswithus.org. Brought to you by the Ad Council.
Walk a mile in my shoes.
think you'd like working with us at Civic Media? We're having fun and moving fast to preserve hometown radio across Wisconsin. If you have the right skills to join our team, let's talk. Civic Media is a proud equal opportunity employer committed to diversity and inclusion, along with the growth and development of all current and future employees. If you're interested or are part of an organization who wants to know more, go to our website, civicmedia.us, and click on the Careers tab.
The Buzz of the North, 910 AM WBZH.
The Devil's Advocates may not agree on much, but funny is funny.
And we're back from the 420 break. Thank you for listening to the Devil's Advocates radio show. Happy Tuesday to us all. You can join us on the lines at 844-967-2789.
Aaron, I appreciate you playing the Rocky theme song. You know what? I requested this in honor of me.
Yeah, you've been working out a lot, Aaron?
I worked out. I went to the gym today. Hey, every journey starts with the first step.
Yes, 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 it does.
I didn't go real heavy, you know, because
what did you do? What was the workout you like?
I did chest.
So bench press?
Bench press.
Flat bench press or dumbbells, incline, decline, dips. What are you talking about?
Just normal bench press.
Okay.
Repped it out, though.
Yeah.
Lots of reps. Then so shoulders.
What, 30, turned to 135, put the 45s on, and just repped it out.
Yeah.
I got it.
Didn't want to overdo it.
No, I got it, man. You got to work the dumb stuff.
Straight up shoulders.
Okay.
Military press.
Yeah.
Go a little bit light, but make sure I had great form.
Yes.
You know, because. Yeah. I always have excellent form. And then did some curls, but not too much because still got the bad elbow.
You know, curls for the girls, man. Did you do any legs,
bro? Oh, yeah. I did.
I don't believe you.
It's been 15 years since I did leg curls prior to today.
Wait, leg curls?
Yeah.
Like you lay on your belly and you pull them up like this?
They were actually both in a seated position.
Oh, sure. Yeah. So one of these.
I didn't care for that as much. I prefer the lay on your belly and... You know, do the hamstring curl and
curl versus sitting down and curling back.
I still remember Coach Downey in high school. We had this guy, Jeff. He had Jeff hop on. He said, well, you know, here's your hamstring and here's your gluteus maximus, or in Jeff's case, gluteus maximus maximus.
Poor Jeff. No, it's good, man. You got to work on that flat ass of yours, dude. I do. Yeah. Yeah.
So,
leg extensions?
Yes.
Okay.
Yep. Yeah. Quads, yep. Mm-hmm. Hamstrings.
Mm-hmm.
I did, you know, the seated row with
rolling
the,
back. Oh man, look at you hitting all the muscle groups.
Yeah, I did the more work on the triceps because I want good looking arms.
The rope, you do the rope, man.
Not the rope, but narrow grip, narrow
the v,
grip,
the v similar push down. Yep, gotcha. Yeah,
did all that stuff.
Excellent. Well done, man. How you feeling?
So far good, but it's only been
a couple hours.
I went where my wife and I have made a pledge because you know. Got to get into fighting shape for the 2024 electoral calendar. I got lots of travel ahead, you know, following the electoral relevance soon.
Certainly.
Going to Iowa soon. Don't want to get out of shape on the road, Dom.
More out of shape.
Hey, working on it. I'm working on it.
Good for you, dude. So how long did this workout take? I mean.
My wife came looking for me after exactly 1 hour.
All right, an hour. Did you do any warm up, man? Any cardio to warm up?
Yeah? No cardio.
No
zero cardio.
None of that, huh?
Not today.
And you got to stretch it out, man. These are muscles.
I did stretch.
Okay, yeah.
Like, I did proper stretching.
Okay.
Relative. I started with the legs.
Good.
And, you know, I'm sure I'll be a little sore tomorrow, but.
I hope so, man. Like, good sore. Not bad sore. Nothing hurt. Nothing out of the ordinary.
Well,
back,
just
shoulders.
Sore elbow.
Yeah, sore elbow.
You've heard me
complain
about this elbow quite a bit. Oh, my elbow. I think it's broken.
My arm is broken.
I'll barely be able to hold up 12 ounces at a time later.
Yeah, I have ultimate confidence in you, Michael.
I reminded my wife.
You will work through it.
Dom's in town. She's like, what's that mean? I said, you know what that means.
It means
going
balls.
To a bar, baby. Going to a bar. And
well, I mean, that's why you work out, man. You get a little extra leeway in your dietary decisions during the day.
If you
burn a few calories and work out a little bit.
Saw you do like a 10-pound curl before in the lobby. You were holding the baby down.
Oh, I know.
Cutest little baby.
Yeah. Awesome. Chris took and Bri a picture in of the you. House. Oh, you did?
Yes.
Oh, okay.
Right when the baby started crying.
Yeah.
Because you have that effect on all the girls.
She was getting hungry, man. Too much testosterone here.
It was such a beautiful baby. I did not offer or ask to hold the baby. I feel like I would make it sick. You know, like I wasn't feeling great last week. Nate's out sick. I don't want to.
Don't get sick. Don't get me sick, man.
Well, you're a big strapping lad.
Yeah,
dude. A little tiny.
Got my flu shot. Got my COVID shot. Ready to go, dude.
Fired up.
Fired up.
Ready to go. So you're getting up tomorrow morning going to Biden.
No.
No. Okay. No. Just so, want to clarify.
Somebody, are we going to have some Biden covers tomorrow?
There will be.
Okay,
Biden
good.
Coverage.
Right.
My
well,
understanding.
We'll bring it during our show between 4 and 6. Whatever cuts we have. Well, I mean, it is campaign time, man. And this is the third time and that Joe Biden's been to Wisconsin. What, twice in this year? Was he here earlier this
also
year?
Also announced earlier today that Kamala Harris coming back to Wisconsin.
Vice President Harris.
January trip. She will be on a reproductive freedom tour. We'll talk about freedom.
Freedom.
In hour number two. But, you know, the guy that always brought up freedom, guy that made me hate the word freedom, yeah. At least when he said it.
Oh, and he said it so terribly.
Scotty Walker.
Oh, God.
Freedom.
Well, yeah. Yes. Yeah. Oh, God. Damn it.
They were trying. It was like try hard guy. I mean, this was, remember that speech? He said freedom. It was like the Charlie Hebdo terrorist.
I don't know where you get the Charlie Hebdo from, but
because that was I think that was what that was right before he started speaking or his speech where he brought about freedom and he talked about all these things. And he was, of course, as governor of Wisconsin at the time, he was just gearing up for his presidential run or may have already announced at that point.
Well, I do recall we were in the rotunda, Wisconsin State Capitol Rotunda. Scott Walker had recently been reelected and he was giving like his inaugural address in the state capitol. And he referenced the word freedom like 35 times. And I think somewhere you pulled it out and did a collage of the wanker. Freedom. And Scott Walker had recently, as mentioned, won re-election here in the state of Wisconsin. And everybody strongly suspected the wanker was gearing up for a presidential run. And why do we think that? Because right in the front row were national donors like Fraser Freeze, and he's given this freedom, love, and speech at the Wisconsin State Capitol. And, you know, then he ran a shadow campaign down. Within a matter of just a couple of weeks, he had run off to Iowa. January 27th, I believe, 2015, we saw Wanker at the Iowa Freedom Caucus, the Citizens United Iowa Freedom Caucus.
Yes.
And Wanker was too big shot to come to the spin room that day.
He was the belle of the ball. He took off his suit coat and rolled up his sleeves.
And he came around the lectern.
Yes, came out from the podium, and he was very – came out to the
Dropkick Murphys,
yes.
From The Departed.
Ironically enough, ship it up to Boston. Of course, Dropkick Murphys tweeted out, Scott Walker, please stop playing our music. We literally hate you.
And he also – lied on the stage that day, as near as I can tell. Maybe this is true, but Walker had a wonderful gift for exaggeration, I'd call it. He, in his book, Unintimidated, claimed he was surrounded by protesters in La Crosse, and he feared for his life. And I called the local journalist friend in La Crosse, and that never happened. And there were other incidents of questionable veracity, Dom. There was the threat against Tonette Walker. She'd be gutted like a deer. Only Walker never proved that threat. Chief Irwin of the Capitol Police, the only veracity of the threat backer was Wanker's appointee, Chief Irwin. But no one else ever knew about the threat or could prove the threat. But Walker used that in his speechifying down there in Iowa, Dom. And he was the belle of the ball, and he had big ambitions and dreams, lifelong dreams of being the president of the United States.
That didn't work out too well.
Well, spoiler alert, we'll tell you what happened.
Yeah.
On the other side, more Devil's Advocates. It's a Tuesday, Biden Eve edition.
Freedom.
Sawyer County's choice for news, talk, and sports. The Buzz of the North,
910 AM WBZH.
Civic Media News, I'm Terry Bell. Here's what Wisconsin needs to know. University of Wisconsin employee pay raises are finally approved by state lawmakers. A panel of lawmakers signed off today on the deal approved by the Board of Regents last week. Critics say curbing diversity efforts will hurt more than just students of color.
Low-income students, students in the military, students with disabilities, students who are returning to college after the loss of a loved one or the birth of a child, first-generation college students, and so many others.
Senate Democratic Minority Leader Dianne Hesselbein. Quick Trip Convenience Stores is expanding operations and plans to hire 500 more people in Wisconsin by 2027. The company plans to invest $151 million of its own money and $15 million worth of help from the Wisconsin Economic Development Corporation. I'm Terry Bell, Civic Media News. Now, here's what you need to know closer to home.
For WBZH News, I'm James Kelly. A convicted killer from Duluth has been sentenced again for a crime committed while he was on parole. 64-year-old Dennis Hanaksela reportedly kidnapped, bound, and sexually assaulted a woman on a road near Duluth in May of 2021 and was sentenced to the maximum of 19 years in prison on Monday. Hanaksela was convicted of first-degree murder in 1987. St. Louis County Attorney Kim Mackey praised the work of the various law enforcement organizations that investigated the case and the bravery of the victim who testified. Quick Trip is planning to expand their operations in Wisconsin with an investment of $151 million. The company plans to expand its dairy, commissary, and bakery facilities in La Crosse and open a new building in Onalaska and a new satellite distribution center. The investment is expected to create an additional 500 jobs in the state by 2027. The massive investment will also qualify Quick Trip for an additional $15 million from the Wisconsin Economic Development Corporation. And that's what you need to know. I'm James Kelly, WBZH News.
The Todd Allbaugh Show.
Dave in Minneapolis.
I'm embarrassed to say, but I did vote for Trump the first time. But then after January 6th, I could not vote for him because he is a danger to, I think, us as a country.
Dave's absolutely right. There are foundational things that should transcend partisanship, right? Democracy, a peaceful transition of power. Our veterans.
The Todd Allbaugh Show. Weekdays, noon till 2. On your local Civic Media radio station and on the app.
Basketball tonight at Fiserv Forum. Hi, I'm Mike Clemens with sports. The Milwaukee Bucks host the San Antonio Spurs tonight, and then they host the Orlando Magic on Thursday. Milwaukee with a 4-game winning streak. College basketball, the Marquette Golden Eagles up a couple of spots now, ranked 6th in the nation. They're on the road tonight against Providence. The Wisconsin Badgers move down to 24th. They host Chicago State Friday night at the Kohl Center. NFL, after missing the past month with a sprained knee, Packers running back Aaron Jones was off to a good start Sunday until the Buccaneers' defense started putting 10 men on the line to stop him. I spoke to Jones at his locker.
The adjustments they made, they brought everybody down in the box, and you're seeing 10, 11 people in the box, and it's, you know, it's hard to get a gap or get some movement then, but we still got to find a way. Execution details, they're probably going to be slanting some fronts, blitzing some DBs off the edge, and we got to pick that up. We got to be ready for it in run and pass game.
That's Packers running back Aaron Jones. With sports, I'm Mike Clemens.
Weather brought to you by Bug Tussle. Bug Tussle, we're out there because you're out there.
Bug Tussle, we're out there.
I'm meteorologist Brittany Merlot. Another bright day ahead with mostly sunny skies and high temperatures flirting with 30 degrees. Winds are still whipping, however, today it's out of the south. Gusts at 25 miles per hour are creating crisp wind chills early, but because of those winds, we'll see warmer temperatures the rest of the week. Currently, it's 28.
Looking for a reliable, fast, and unlimited internet provider? Look no further than Bug Tussle. Whether you're streaming, gaming, working, or learning, Bug Tussle has you covered. Bug Tussle has continued to serve the rural communities of Wisconsin for over 20 years by providing the most reliable, high-speed internet and excellent local customer service. Call 877-227-0924 or visit bugtussle.com to get started. Bug Tussle, we're out there because you're out there.
From Birchwood to Poplar, this is the Buzz of the North, 910 AM WBZH, your home for news, talk, and sports.
The Devil's Advocates. rock and roll political commentary in a top 40 world.
Welcome back to the Devil's Advocates Radio Show. Dom Straight and Echo in the studio here. What are you doing, man? Turn off that monitor.
It's not me, man. It's not me.
If you leave it on, I will literally hate you. like the Dropkick Murphys hated Scott Walker. And why the long wind-up with the Scott Walker bashing? Because, A, it's always merited. And, B, Ron DeSantis is the Scott Walker of the 2024 cycle. Although, let's give DeSantis credit where due. He's already exceeded the longevity of Scott Walker's campaign. Wanker didn't make it to Iowa.
DeSantis isn't there yet.
Well, Wanker made it to Des Moines, Iowa for the Iowa Freedom Summit or whatever we called it. Freedom Summit. Very big, these Republicans stealing the word freedom. We'll talk about that a little bit later in the show. And you can always be a part, 844-967-2789. The phone lines, they're open, as are the text lines. Our buddy Mark from the SAC points out, isn't that paragon of virtue, Jim Troupas, still on the Ethics Commission here in Wisconsin?
Yes.
I believe you're correct in that assessment, Mark. I believe Jim Troupas is an ethics commissioner. Let that sink in. Here's another one, Andrew from Verona. Crudy, I think you'd benefit more from pushing back a plate of cookies.
I mean, I would say this to that point. You know, the older we get, you can't really outwork a bad diet, man. You can't, unless you're a professional athlete, you can't burn the amount of calories that you'd really need to burn in order to undo the, you know, pizza, burger, fries, all that kind of stuff that have booze that have so many calories in them. So really at this point, at our age, we're better off just eating better. But, you know, working out's also fun.
I can't cut back on the cookies, man.
I mean, it's that time of year, dude.
Andrew also recommends that I pop that Advil. Yes, probably good advice. I will not heed unless it's to get rid of my hangover because I'm planning on going out drinking a little bit later. Damn. And here's another one, Wes from Middleton. Those hotels, have gyms, Crudy.
Yes, they do.
Also, I know a guy that could get you a referral bonus at the Gammon Road Anytime Fitness. I got a gym. I just don't utilize the membership often. But today I did.
Yes, today you did. Well done, sir. Tomorrow's another day.
Tomorrow's a rest. Thursday will be my next day at the gym.
I did have to look it up, Crudy. It was Scott Walker's 2015 State of the State speech. In which he referenced
the freedom speech.
That was the freedom speech.
Inaugural speech. They're similar in timing, but different speeches.
And I know we have the cut here. But
I usually get it right, like 100%.
Pretty good, but I remember this one. Here's how he concluded his speech back then. Last week, innocent people were targeted in France by terrorists. These cowards are not symbols of confidence. They are overwhelmed by fear. They are afraid of
Charlie
freedom. Hebdo. They're afraid of those who have freedom of the press. They're afraid of freedom of speech. They're afraid of freedom of religion. We'll talk about that, too. Together, we must stand together, Democrat and Republican, and denounce those who wish to threaten freedom anywhere in the world. We need to proclaim that attack against freedom-loving people anywhere is an attack against us all. We will not allow it. We will take a stand. We will make it easier to work for freedom and prosperity right here in Wisconsin. Thank you. God bless you. God bless the great state of Wisconsin. May God bless freedom-loving people all over the world.
Freedom.
Yes.
Well done, Aaron. Freedom.
Yes.
Well,
yes.
I bring up the freedom claiming wanker, Scott Walker, mostly because of his failure, his implosion as a presidential candidate. I mean, it brought me a little bit of joy. To this day, it still warms my cockles a little bit to know we played some small part in crushing his presidential ambitions. The only thing that would make me perhaps, well, maybe not feel better, but, you know, equally as good.
What's that?
Somehow making Ron DeSantis cry before he drops out of the race. I will travel. I've been saying this for a while. I bet you I could be the one that makes Ron DeSantis cry. A, I'm taller than him.
So?
Substantially. Well, he's been wearing the lifts. and when you wear the lifts, that means the toes are all bunched up in the front. So if you step on the front of Ron DeSantis' foot, I mean, I could literally make the man cry because his toes are all jammed in the front from the 2.5-inch lifts in the back.
Come on.
And then I'm going to tower over him.
You'll never get that close, man.
I've stood next to Scott Walker, Newt Gingrich. You shook Trump's hand.
Trump shook my hand, but you haven't stepped on anyone's feet. I mean,
I could have.
Not physically.
Well, I've stepped on a few toes, yes. Broken a few eggs, made a few omelets in
burned
this world.
Burned a few bridges. Yeah.
Oh, come on. Just salted the earth. You know, I feel like I owed it to the earth. Ron DeSantis is plummeting. He's crashing. He's burning.
He's very Scott Walker-like.
Exactly. It is. He's Scott Walker with an Ivy League haircut. Like a more successful Scott Walker.
Do we have a sound of him dropping out? Did you want to play that one?
Oh, we're going to get to that.
Okay.
Aaron's at the ready.
All right.
Aaron's already. But let's anticipate the dropping out of Ron DeSantis for just a minute.
All right. Let's.
Hopefully post Crudy makes him cry. How Ron DeSantis squandered his chance against Trump, according to Karen Tumulty over at the Washington Post. The spiraling collapse of Florida Governor Ron DeSantis has been one of the most absorbing subplots of the 2024 presidential campaign. Looking back at how things played out, it becomes clear that the first indictment of Donald Trump was also a death warrant for the hopes of the candidate who was his closest rival. Though few might remember this now as DeSantis' campaign gasped for life in Iowa, but it was a year ago that he was actually leading Trump by a healthy margin in some polls and was the darling of the donor class. Like Scott Walker in 2015.
You know, it always starts out good.
Back then, DeSantis was coming off a landslide re-election in Florida, like Walker in Wisconsin. A contrast from the disappointment that Republicans nationally had suffered in the midterm, the assumption Trump would be toast in 24 against President Biden. What the GOP needed was a combative conservative who would appeal to the MAGA base without the accompanying Trumpian chaos. What's Nikki Haley say? Chaos follows that man.
But that's what his voters want. They want the chaos. He is the chaos candidate.
Where the Florida governor's support started showing a marked decline was in late March, right around the time Trump was indicted for the first of four times. Paradoxically, it worked to the former president's political advantage. GOP leaders and even his presidential rivals rallied behind him. With Trump facing a total of 91 criminal charges, DeSantis decried the weaponization of government and said the country is going down the road of criminalizing political differences.
Is that what it is? Hey, Biden won the election. I politically disagree with you. I want to win.
Dom, in other words, DeSantis, along with nearly every other serious GOP contender, bought into and amplified Trump's narrative of victimhood rather than seizing upon the substance of the 91 felony charges against him. And with Biden's approval stuck in a slump, Trump edged into a narrow lead in most polls. As Republican fears that Trump was unelectable receded, DeSantis discovered there were fewer takers for the imitation version of MAGA that he offered. He's like a watered-down version of your more favored fascist, Dom.
Crudy, his campaign's disastrous launch in May, a cringeworthy interview with billionaire Elon Musk of Twitter Spaces, where the platform's server repeatedly crashed, turned out to be a metaphor for his candidacy that had been built upon one miscalculation after another. His deficiencies as a candidate became increasingly obvious as the months wore on.
DeSantis or Walker now?
We're still talking about DeSantis, but see, that's the parallel, man. You could just do a word search replace and it would still be meaningful. DeSantis had the personal touch of a robot vacuum cleaner. He dropped acronyms such as ESG and references to central bank digital currency into his stump speeches, often drawing blank looks from his audiences. The governor promised to make America Florida and reveled in harsh policies that had been enacted on his watch. His obsessive campaign against Disney, one of Florida's largest employers, a host of anti-woke restrictions on public education, one of the most restrictive abortion laws in the country, none of which would play well with general election voters upon whom the presumption of DeSantis's electability rested. Then there was the money. DeSantis pushed the legal bounds of campaign finance system as no one had done before. Wow, man. This
stretched it beyond the boundaries stretched by Scott Walker in his 527. Remember he had the shadow campaign?
Yeah, well, American Revival or something along
those lines. Our American Revival, and they stole the logo from that eyeglass company.
That's right. DeSantis pushed the legal bounds of the campaign finance system as no one had before, outsourcing his ground operation, pardon me, to the super PAC, Never Back Down. What? I mean, what does Scott Walker
always
say?
I will not back down.
Pardon me. To which he transferred $82.5 million in funds from his Florida reelection campaign, under which the law could not be used directly by law. Could not be used directly in a federal campaign. He thumbed his nose at the legal requirement that the candidate and the super PAC operate independently, trundling through Iowa and New Hampshire as a special guest on Never Back Down's huge Death Star of a campaign bus. Death Star, not a warm, fuzzy blanket. His actual campaign, meanwhile, was burning through money to the point where, by the fall, it was effectively running on fumes. That meant advertising, its message, would also become the responsibility of the super PAC. The candidate had become essentially a bystander to his own campaign.
Broken, watching from the sidelines. Man.
It was inevitable that tensions would boil over. The DeSantis campaign operation has gone through several shakeups, and in recent weeks, top officials of the super PAC have resigned or been fired. Over the past weekend, Jeff Rowe, the strategic brain of Never Back Down, resigned, saying he cannot in good conscience stay affiliated with the group. What's left of the super PAC itself has made dark insinuations of mismanagement and conduct issues by those who have departed. Meanwhile, former South Carolina Governor Nikki Haley has supplanted DeSantis as the candidate in the PAC, who appears to have an outside shot opposing a threat to Trump. The odd thing is, amid all this, DeSantis has stepped up his game as a candidate. His debate performances are smoother. He appears more relaxed on the stump, and he is making himself more available to less-than-friendly media outlets, such as appearance this week on MSNBC's Morning Joe. But these are marginal improvements, and with the Iowa caucuses less than a month away, whatever DeSantis has learned has likely come too late to make a difference. Yes, miracles happen with some frequency in politics, and DeSantis might still pull one off. But presidential campaigns are built to be tests of resilience, and brittle candidates usually wind up in pieces, Karen Tumulty writing at the Washington Post.
Just like Wanker did.
Just like Walker, man. Unbelievable.
Still crying in his pillow at night, I suspect. God,
so close, yet so far away.
A little bit more coverage of the faltering campaign of Ron DeSantis. Florida voters are starting to turn on Governor Ron DeSantis, according to new polling from Progress Florida and the Florida Watch. Florida Politics reports Tuesday. The two groups, together known as the Florida Communications and Research Hub, found Florida voters wary of the presidential candidate's agenda. They also found him underwater, 52-45. DeSantis's favorability rating is also in negative territory, -5. And that's a big flip from just a year ago when DeSantis was reelected by nearly 20 points. But of course, that was against a false Democrat in Charlie Crist. The Hub's polling shows nothing short of a nosedive. And nationwide, Governor DeSantis attempts to beat Donald Trump. The GOP frontrunner have turned into a battle for second place against Trump UN ambassador Nikki Haley. And the latest Real Clear Politics polling average shows Trump is in first place by 50 points. He's not polling 50%, but beating narrowly second place DeSantis by 50 points, despite 91 felony charges and 4 separate indictments. Trump's current polling average amongst GOP voters, 63%. DeSantis, 12%. Haley, 11.6%.
Oh, close. Come on, Haley.
Folks, we are the devil's advocates. This guy. He's just like Scott Walker. He's a wanker. I can't wait to make him cry. Come back. Your calls could be next. 844-967-2789. Freedom.
Freedom. Freedom. Freedom.
This is the Buzz of the North, 910 AM WBZH.
Could there be a better name? Auto Value Parts Stores. They aren't just about air fresheners or fuzzy dice. Auto Value Parts Stores are all about parts, auto parts, and advice. Pros who know auto parts with tons of tips when you need them the most. You want real value? Don't go to a place with a cute name. Go to Auto Value. Could there be a better name? I didn't think so. Your Auto Value Parts Store. We've got the parts, we've got the smarts.
Sometimes I just cannot believe all the storms we've gone through here.
I can only hope that we'll be able to leave this house to you one day, baby. You're our legacy.
Planning for these disasters will make sure we're safe and is the best way to protect that legacy.
Protect your legacy. Visit ready.gov/plan for the tools and tips you need to start your emergency preparedness plan today. Brought to you by FEMA and the Ad Council.
You're listening to the Buzz of the North, 910 AM WBZH.
Today, I believe that I'm being called to lead by helping to clear the field. I will suspend my campaign immediately.
Warning, listening to the devil's advocates may expose you to opposing views.
Welcome back to the Devil's Advocates Radio Show. You can join us on the phones at 844-967-2789.
I will never tire
of that.
Of Wanker dropping out to the sound of applause. A soul. I forget who it was. The guy that looked a little bit like Lincoln.
Yeah. Oh, what was his name?
I'll think of it. Give me
Even in his speech, I'm being called to lead by not leading. You know what I mean? How are you leading by quitting? Is that leading? Is that really?
I always love that these Republican candidates are always called upon by God. Yeah. I prayed about it, and God told me I was the chosen one. Yes. That's how they all feel like in March, Dom.
And then
they go the route of Scott Walker and soon Ron DeSantis, and then God is
no longer favorable on them.
It's more like an Old Testament God at this point.
He's an angry God.
A vengeful God. Sending the plagues down upon the Scott Walker. It started with the cabinet injury, and it's gone to hell since then. 844-967-2789. Bear with me. I'll get there. Got to have two screens to get a phone call up, apparently, around here. CJ, welcome back, man.
Hey, CJ.
Ron DeSantis or bust, CJ, right?
What's that?
Ron DeSantis or bust?
Well, the funny thing is you didn't mention that all three of those candidates, DeSantis, Haley, and Trump, beat Biden in the latest NBC poll.
How about in 2020? Are you still claiming they beat him then?
You guys go ahead and worry about them, because the one you should be worried about is the one that's in office now, because he's a disaster, not even just here, but around the world.
Really? Well, tell us, CJ, how exactly is he a disaster? Articulate it. Give me like your five biggest Biden disasters. Go.
Biden disasters? How about Afghanistan? How about Iran? How about Russia? How about, I could go on and on.
Okay, so foreign policy. And you're not a fan of the foreign policy. I just want to be clear, CJ. It's a foreign policy, right? So give me like your best Donald Trump foreign policy victories.
He had the border under control, number
Did
one. He had our economy booming,
what?
Number two.
That's foreign policy? But gas. Continue.
We could afford...
My tenants
could afford rent. I could afford my mortgage. I could afford to buy a new car.
Come on, man! You've been traveling in Florida. Don't act all broke on us now.
Okay, so it's Joe Biden made the rent go up?
Well, I'm talking about everything. Look at our universities. I'm talking not just
hey,
about
Hey, remember when gas was so expensive?
Children.
Remember when everyone was complaining about gas, CJ? I gassed up today. It was like less than $2.70 a gallon. Is that – and I know you were very critical. You come on the show and you were very critical about the high gas prices, blaming Joe Biden. I remember that, CJ. Do you now then give Joe Biden credit for reducing the price of gas? I'm just curious how you address those things now, because you were critical before high gas prices. It was Biden's fault, but now they're lower. Are you giving Biden credit for that?
Yes, he used up our strategic oil reserve. I am, Dom. We can't afford to fill it. We're ready to go to war because of this clown, and you guys want to worry about the price per gallon. It's beyond
but
the price
that's,
of gas.
You were very worried about it in the past, CJ, but I just you're not very consistent, I think, in your criticism.
Were any of those actual foreign policy successes of Trump?
I don't know. No,
I mean, you ask for his successes.
Right, right. Helsinki was very successful for Trump or for Putin. I don't know why it would, though.
For their love life,
yes,
certainly.
Yes, certainly, certainly. Good try, CJ.
I bet they
try
had great
tomorrow.
Sex that night.
844-967-2789. Ross from Soldiers Grove, you are next. Welcome, Ross. What do you got for us?
Hey, Ross.
Hey, guys. After, you know, listening to him, I'm almost thinking of changing my mind and going from Biden to Trump, but I'll probably think a little bit more on that.
Yeah, why don't you pray on that one, Ross?
And I think it's also real, and I'm sure... You know, being a modest person, I'm pretty sure he didn't spend that inflation-inducing stimulus check that he got.
Oh, certainly not. No, like, who would? I mean, you can't possibly
if
you're a true conservative.
I'm pretty sure he gave that money back, you know, because he knew that it was just part of a big inflationary sort of problem. Now, the reason I called in was trying to cogitate on, you know, on this, on like, how is it that with the way the economic conditions, the way that things are going, how is it that my fellow Americans are still, like, thinking of voting for Trump, you know, like, you know, these, you know, and I'm thinking like, why is it that I'm not goose stepping with these people into the American future? And I'm sitting here listening to some American country music, not the old stuff, the good stuff, you know, that used to be in the old days, but this sort of modern stuff. And I'm like, how come I don't get this? I mean, I don't get this music. I mean, yeah, it's got a beat, you know, and how come it is that I'm not really drinking that rainbow free, you know, Bush Light? You know, like, what is it? You know, I like salsa. I like rock, the simple rock and roll music. And I'm thinking, what is it about me that makes me so different from everybody? And then finally I thought, oh, let me try this. And sure enough, I get an Ancestry.com. And you know what I found out?
What?
I found out that I have vermin blood. I just found out that I've actually got vermin blood. And it really just explains everything. And so now I've got to try to find somebody, so that maybe some kind of mental health person that can talk me out from my genes, my genetic makeup that says
Ross,
that I've actually got vermin blood.
Remember when Trump, well, more accurately, Hillary Clinton described half the Trump supporters as a basket full of deplorables. And many of them embraced that label.
That wasn't the smartest thing yet.
Ross, you're the first one we've had that's embraced the vermin label, man. Should get some T-shirts printed or something.
It's really humble, but I'm out there looking for therapists. I'm out there looking for people that maybe like those people that try to convert homosexuality, try to get them to go straight. I think if maybe like the last caller might have some leads for me that might be able to bring me through some anti-vermin sort of therapy that might help me.
Appreciate the call.
You got to pray the vermin away, Ross.
can you pray away the vermin?
I don't think you can. I think if you're vermin, you're vermin.
You know, in the 5 o'clock happy hour, we're going to talk about freedom. Freedom. What's it mean to you? What's it mean to me? We know what it meant to Scott Walker, a losing campaign pledge.
Well, I know Republicans, conservatives embrace the term quite a bit, but I got to tell you, some of the policies that they actually support aren't very freedom fulfilling, let's call it.
You're not down for banning the books? Don't say the gay.
There's a whole list. Callers, we know you're there. Be patient. We'll come back. Get more of you in the happy hour, 844-967-2789.
Your hometown station for news, talk, and sports. This is the Buzz of the North, 910 AM WBZH. This is your hometown radio, refreshed, keeping you informed, entertained, and connected locally across the Civic Media Network.
We here at WBZH The Buzz have partnered with the Hayward Chamber of Commerce to remind you to shop local this holiday season. Small local businesses are the lifeblood of the community, and preserving them is key to preserving those things we most enjoy about the Northwoods. Small businesses are the first in local employment and charitable giving, and shopping local is the best way to stimulate a small-town economy. The Hayward Chamber of Commerce and WBZH The Buzz are especially thankful to those who choose local small businesses first this holiday season.
Is the Buzz of the North. WBZH 910 AM, W245 CT Hayward, and always streaming on the Civic Media app.